A reading from Matthew 7:9-12. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do unto others what you would have them do unto you, for this sums up the law and the prophets.
Well, this is going to be heavy lifting to get this done in 3 minutes. But how do you think the audience that he's speaking to would have responded to Jesus's remark, though you are evil? Would they have understood the foundation of what he had just said before about a father giving gifts? Or would that have surprised them, I guess?
I think one of the things about Jesus is he uses common everyday wisdom a lot of times, and he's using hyperbole here,
right,
to show the distinction between an earthly father and the heavenly father who does it all perfectly. So I don't think it would have been that shocking to the people in his time. They would have seen this as a stark contrast to emphasize the character of God more than to be diminutive towards an earthly father.
Which is a distinction he is constantly making, isn't it?
Yeah. He wants to show that earth, in some ways, natural things, gives illustration to the spiritual things. But to do that, you often have to set some earthly things into extreme positions so that it really makes sense spiritually.
And then he sums up everything by saying, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets.
Yeah, it's a great twist. You have this idea of generosity and grace, which is extravagant. And here's a God of heaven who pours out upon us when we ask, and pours out even when we don't ask. And then the twist is made that because we have this heavenly Father, we should live with the same kind of generosity towards others, generosity of time and attention and grace and resource and all the things that we are. It's a little bit of a twist here in the way Matthew presents it, that he brings it right back to us to say, your Father in heaven's been generous, you be hilarious in your generosity.
Hilarious?
I like that, extravagant, and just almost nonsensical in how generous you are with other people.
I think it's also interesting to peer underneath the layer here a little bit, because Jesus is talking about the Father in an intimate way that would be remarkable if he is not who he claims to be.
Right. It took the basis of the relationship of where he's come from. In another scripture, it says, only the Son has seen the Father. I believe it's in John 1. And so he's able to communicate this level of intimacy out of the experience of his eternal existence with the Father. And even though he starts freshly, he has to learn this as a human, growing up with parents and going back to the law. There's almost this sense of an echo within his conscience of what he was in eternity with the Father. Even to the point as a teenager, he would say to his parents, well, where would you expect to find me except in my Father's house? He has that kind of in his very bones, in his human existence.
It's also, I think we'll sum up here, but it's also interesting to compare that intimate knowledge that Jesus has with our walking in his footsteps, in a way, our attempting to cut through all of the things that have separated us from that intimacy. And it is through his intimacy that we draw closer to God. I think this is one of many, many versions. I mean, of him speaking, where he is demonstrating that intimacy.
Yeah, we're called to that same thing, and he takes the barriers down so that we can get to the Father.